Joining us now to talk about U.S. domestic politics is Slate political writer Chris Sullentrop. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Good to be here.
Chris, as we heard Bruce Hoffman explain, the increasing evidence that last week's bombings in Spain might have been the work of Al-Qaeda has already potentially affected an election in that country. What do you think the effect will be on the U.S. presidential race, if any?
Yeah, not much. I mean, I suppose I could see ways that each party could spin it their way. President Bush could show that this, you know, shows ties between the Iraq war and Al-Qaeda, that Al-Qaeda is angry about the Iraq war. And John Kerry could say, this shows that President Bush's foreign policy has made us less safe, that it's been a distraction from the war against Al-Qaeda. But ultimately, I don't think this is the kind of issue that is going to affect a presidential election in the United States. I mean, what it shows, I think, is how unpredictable the political outcome of another attack on the United States would be. But I think this particular attack, I don't think by November is going to be an issue.
So Democrats can say, look, President Bush has done nothing to stop terrorism, as we have seen in Spain, for example.
Sure, yeah. I don't think they're going to try that tack, but if they wanted to, I mean, that would be the way to take it.
Democrat John Kerry is coming under fire for a remark he made last week. The exact words are in dispute, but he said something to the effect of several unnamed foreign leaders have told him they're eager for him to beat President Bush. And now Secretary of State Colin Powell is challenging Kerry to name those leaders.
Yeah, he sure is. And I mean, Kerry's not going to name the leaders. And so people have said, well, then there's no evidence that they exist. Kerry was supposed to be the smooth, sort of non-Dean, right? Howard Dean was the guy that made these kind of goofs, these kind of verbal gaffes. But, I mean, we found that John Kerry makes them, too. He called the Republicans crooked and lying. Now he said that unnamed foreign leaders are supporting his candidacy. They always say that John Kerry does well when he's behind and poorly when he's in front. So maybe we're going to start seeing the bad John Kerry now that he's up in the polls.
Well, why won't he name the leaders?
I mean, he has legitimate reasons to not name them. I mean, it's the same reasons that, Dick Cheney or George Bush says they don't want to name private conversations with advisors or foreign leaders. It's just bad policy.
So he basically wants his cake. He wants to have his cake and eat it, too. He wants it out there that the foreign leaders are displeased with the current administration, but he doesn't want to have the responsibility of causing an international incident.
Yeah, and politically, I don't think getting the endorsement of Jacques Chirac is the greatest idea for John Kerry. So, I mean, he might as well drop it.
Well, both these issues, the Spanish bombings and John Kerry's remarks about foreign leaders, raise a question. Do American voters care much about how people in other countries view the U.S. president?
Yeah, the usual answer is, of course not. But I think even in this fairly unusual election environment, I think the answer is still no. I mean, in this environment, with the Iraq war and foreign policy and Al-Qaeda, I think Americans care about what their president's foreign policy would be, how their president would deal with foreign leaders.
Now, the New York Times is reporting today that the Bush administration has put out these video news releases, these short videos, designed to look like local television news spots to promote its Medicare policy and prescription drug bills. Now, explain how the administration used these and why it might be controversial.
I mean, what they basically did was produce a fake news story with a woman posing as a reporter who explains the administration's take on the new Medicare law, the changes in the prescription drug benefits. And the reason it's controversial is because government law, federal law, prohibits quote, publicity or propaganda produced by the government when the source isn't identified. You can run TV commercials. I mean, obviously the administration is paying money to run the ads supporting the new Medicare bill on television, and Democrats have criticized that, but they're not saying it's illegal. But these are fake news reports with a woman portraying a reporter, and they're designed to be run during news shows. They even have created a little script that says, the anchor is supposed to say, let's turn this over to reporter, whatever her name is, she has a name, and then they run a news segment on it. It's for, news-starved local TV stations who don't have a big news budget, don't have a lot of reporting resources, receive these kinds of releases in the mail, and I guess some of them have run them.
Well, you have to wonder about these TV stations for airing them.
Yeah, I know.
They must be desperate.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's, that's embarrassing, both for them particularly and for the profession more broadly.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop, who writes the On the Trail column for Slate. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.